Slash or slice. Slice with my notion. Send forth a notion of Yeshua at Canaan, as you know, you said of the Israel, each echoed, the matter of also. The struggle called Nasibahem. Called Nasibahem. So it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to send forth. Noshim sent forth people to spy out, scout out, check out the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Shem didn't actually want them to say they should go. He didn't command them to go. He said, the earth is good. You want to go, you go. So the Shuldova, they go. They go. And they go see the land. And they come back. And they only have. They speak about the land. They speak about the giant fruits that they saw there. They speak about the giants. They speak that the land is the Eretz Oichelesh Oishveh, it's a land that eats up its inhabitants. It's a land that we can't live on this land. This leads to the crying of the Om, Mayivku Balayla, who everybody cries, everybody says we can't do it. And the Meraglim caused one of the most greatest tragedies that ever was in the history of the world. From that tragedy of the Meraglim came the Churban Beis Hamikdash, because they cried for naught. So the Meshmaro said, you're crying for nothing. I'll give you something to cry about. And the whole sequence of events, the destruction of the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, was on that night when the Meraglim came back. And today we're still suffering from the Kaita Meraglim. And it's something that is, after so many years of discussion, after so many years of thought, it's still mind-boggling, Rabbi Yisai, mind-boggling, this union of the Chet HaMerag. How do we understand it? The greatest of men, Vayishlach Oysam Anoshim, great people, Rashi says, Chashuvim. The Ramban explains that these men were listed in order of Chashivas, Yeshua and Kaleb, were later on, if Yeshua ben Nun wasn't from the most Chashuv of them. And yet, these greatest of men brought about their own destruction. Brought about the destruction of Klal Yisrael, they ended up dying, losing the Chedim Olam Haba, and causing Klal Yisrael to be 40 years in the Midbar. And like we said, destruction by Esmishim, by Esheni, everything caused of this Chedim Olam. Mind-boggling. Yeshua and Kalev are saved. They don't participate. They try to swerve the Sibur, the community, and try to change their minds and try to encourage, inspire them that we can do it. We surely can go up. We can conquer. We can do it. But the Meraglim went out. And Yeshua and Caleb saw the same things that they saw. What is it, Rabbosai? Yeshua and Caleb saw the exact same picture. And they came back and said, we can't. And Yeshua and Caleb came back and said, we can. We can do it. What's going on? You've given different years, different Hezbeir. This year I came on a new chak, a new understanding, a new deher, maybe, Rabbosai. L'maisa, we know that Yeshua and Kolev, it didn't work on their own. I mean, the Chazal Shom, they worked on their own. They were misgaber on the Chet Merag, but they had an assistance. Yehoshua has Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe, davens for him, changes his name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. He makes a name change. That's how serious the situation was. And he changes his name to Yehoshua. Rashi says, "Hispalol olav kol Yoshiacha me'atzis ragam." Moshe Rabbeinu goes and feels the hill. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for his Talmud Yehoshua. Kolev also used the koyach of tefillah. How do we know? Chazal say, as soon as he got to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbosai, he took Hafman tours and he went to the Kivrei Avos. He ran to the Kivrei Avos, Rabbosai. Here's the Makor, Rabbosai. He ran to the Kivrei Avos and he was Mishtateach. He threw his body on Avraham Yitzchak. He went to Moras HaMachpelah. He ran there. He didn't just take pictures for his album. He didn't have a camera. Hey, mom, that's me in front of you, sir. I'm a failure. What do you do with it? I don't know. I took a good picture. You and Marzo are failure. Oh, you got a picture. Yeah, I died for about a minute, but I got good pictures. You know? Top and bottom, here, there, by Yitzchak together. You and Marzo are failure. What do you do over there? I got good pictures, good shots. Me and the Roche, eating Bamba together. Had a piece of Bamba Roche. Told a picture of me, told me to chayelet. I was just trying to get directions. I don't know why Davke asked. It's a different shayla, but a different shmooze. And the ma'aseh soyvah shel davar, he's at Moras HaMachpelah, the greatest, the place of the Kivrei Avos. Kolev goes there and throws his body down and he davens with all his might. The help and the assistance, again, we were a person just on agav commercial, that a person goes to a place to bus cross with any person, any tzaddik, avos, person, we don't dive into the person, but that could be avos zar, chas v'shalom. Could be a guy goes to the place, he walked out, he was over avos zar. We're not diving to the body. We're diving to Hashem, the b'schus, the mokon, which the Gval of the Mokom, beside the laser, Hashem should answer my tefillahs. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Berurah says we don't dive into the tzaddik. Could be in the shadow of doing Avodah Zarah. You try to, you know, you go to the base Kibbeh Ovis and you ended up doing Avodah Zarah. But you can ask the tzaddik to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure. Yeah. And you also dive that Hashem should hear your tefillahs, but you're not diving, Avram, answer my tefillah. Avram Avinu, please answer my tefillah. You don't do that. You daven, I should answer. So why, Rabbosai? My question is, the second question of the Shmuz is, why is that the oifin of the koyach? Why is that the oifin that the koyach, the witch, the koyach of tefillah, the koyach of the witch, they're saved. We say tefillah is always the oifin of avodah zarah, but I want to say a little bit of the hair over here in the halacha. To answer this question, we want to take us to the end of the parasha, so we'll come back to the beginning of the parasha. The end of the parasha is very interesting, Rabbosai, that it's found in this parasha. The end of the parasha, we deal with tzitzis, Rabbosai, the parasha of tzitzis. It's very interesting to note why tzitzis is over here. The Maaseh is a parasha from the Kriya Shema, and all the parashas of Kriya Shema are the etzem in Dvarim. They're not over here in Bamidbar. But Lamaise, the parasha of Tzitzis, is in the parasha of this week's parasha, the end of the parasha, as the parasha that we learn every, right, the third parasha of Kriyashma, which talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah of Mitzrayim, it's brought down parasha Shlach. Very stam interesting to know. But also that Lamaise, the interest is now that the word that we use in the parasha of the Tzitzis is V'loi Sasuru, which is the same lashon that's used in the beginning of the parasha, Losur Esa'ores, they went to spy out the land. But interesting to know the question that everybody has on my side. And with this question and answer, we'll be able to understand a little bit what's going on. But a question that everybody has in the parasha, what we should have in the parasha, was a very, very interesting question. The pasuk says, and we say it every single day, twice a day, Rabbi Zayin, but it's a very, very, I need to understand it. We say it like this. They will be for tzitzis. You shall see the tzitzis. Remember all the mitzvahs. Take those tzitzis and look at them, see them. Just be wearing them for sure. But if you wear, you take the tzitzis, you look at them, and don't go after your heart and your eyes. You shouldn't go after your heart, and not your voice. So, Surah, otherwise, say it, we'll be saying it for years. There's a very strong kasha over here. The pasuk says, don't go after your heart, and not after your eyes. So Rashi springs down. Rashi says like this, Halev of Ainayim, he miraglim laguf. They're like spies for the body. The heart and the eyes are spies. They bring to the person of Averis. Rashi says, the eye sees it. The heart desires it. And the goof goes through the act. But who brought the act? Who got the goof excited to do the act? Those were the spies, the heart and the eyes. So how does it work, says Rashi? The eye sees, the heart desires. And then once that heart is desires, the mice at the end of the day. So I have a question for you. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Plus it says, the Rashi says, how does it work? The eye sees, your eye sees it, Yavera, your heart desires it, and then you go into the kill. So the chayre, but so what comes first? Your eyes see it, then your heart desires it. So what should the pasuk say? You shouldn't go after your eyes, and you shouldn't go after your heart, right? Again, eye sees, heart desires, action. Take one. Heart sees, eye see, heart desires, action. Act two. So the eye sees first, then you desire, right? So if you write in the passage, you would say, "V'lo yisosuru, acharei einechem, v'acharei levavcha." Should first be the eyes, then the heart. Such a pasuk that God, you know? You don't see. What's pshat, Rabbi? The answer to this question is very, very honorable, but it's Yisoy Golov. The Yisoy Advarim is that the eyes only see what the heart desires it to see. Very, very deep concept of this. The eyes will only see what you want to see in your heart, that your heart desires to see. Meaning to say that it really does start with the heart. The heart wants to see it. The heart has a taiva for it. Then the eye sees it, brings the thing back to the heart. So it works be'etzim in a cycle. But the cycle starts with the heart. And that's what it says, you don't go after your heart, and then after your eye. The heart is the makom, the place. It is the place of all our desires and our wants. It's the place where everything, all our desires, all our hopes, all our wishes, that's the makom of the heart. The heart controls many of our actions. Because if we have a time, we desire stuff, we want stuff, we're into stuff, our heart is mixed up and has so many different types of desires, and it's not purified, it doesn't have a real ratzai, there's too many ratzaynis, so then we can be taken, mamish, we can get lost. We can get lost to the world. Don't go after the heart. The tzitzis are supposed to help you, remind you to direct where my heart's desire shall be. But if my heart is clean, if my heart is pure, if my heart is something that really desires to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if my heart is full of Torah, I won't see what's wrong. I won't see it. People are going on a bus. They're going on a bus. They're going who knows where. You have to realize, how do you hold yourself back with yourself? How do you control your eyes? There's two ways. You can look down at the floor, look at the pole, count how many hands are on the pole, but that might be good. It might be somebody else's hand on the pole. Don't count how many people on the bus with us. That's also no good. You can count how many spots are on your shoe. Or how many different shoelace holes you have. That's only a few minutes of pressure. Then your mind gets unoccupied. And then you start doing head shakes. Like you want to see, you don't want to see, you know. Trying to make believe like you don't want to look, but you are looking. You know, the head, you know, don't have to buck with neck aches and just kind of stretch. Don't want to look. You do are looking, trying not to look. At the end of the day, the device, you're looking. How do you control? It's very, very hard. People come on the bus, and the person has a natural taiva. The taivas are running strong. How does he not look at those things? The Eitzi Yitzchak was saying, if you fill up your heart, the mind with something of Torah, of Yiddishkeit, you think about a good kasha, of a Gemara, you think about a Gemara Bosai, you won't see it. Come on, Rabbi, what do you mean? Of course I'll see it. Here it is, right in front of me. You won't see it, Bosai. Try it, you'll like it. If your heart is filled up, if your heart is Isaac, in Torah, in mitzvahs, if your heart is filled up with coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your heart is involved in Torah and mitzvahs, you won't see it. Your mind is occupied with the mitzvahs. Since it's supposed to remind the mitzvahs, my mind is occupied with mitzvahs, thinking about the mitzvahs, thinking about doing mitzvahs, I'm thinking about Torah, my heart and mind are occupied by that. I won't have the machshavas, I won't have the thoughts. But if your heart and your mind is filled up with who knows what, oh boy, you're going to see it. Because that's the tithe in the heart. The heart wants to see it. The heart, if I get my heart to be filled up, the Torah and mitzvah, that's the way of controlling it. Because the eye sees what the heart desires. The eye sees what the heart wants. The eyes. Sees what's deep inside the recesses of the heart. And that's why the voice of we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We ask every Yontif. The Yontif, when we get to see our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we get close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sholosh Rukol with Taheli Beinu. We love the Chol. Hashem should purify our hearts to serve you be'emes. Because the problem is our hearts have these negias, what we want. And they're coming from midos rois, they're coming from bad ritzoinos. And when the heart desires it, that's what the heart, that's what the eyes are going to see. That's what the eyes are going to see. But if I purify, they're able to purify the heart. I'm able to purify the heart and make the heart cleansed. And get the heart to be pure. Get the heart with only one desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, my eyes will see right. I'll see in the right way. My vision will be clear. My vision will be right. The Mesilas Yesharim brings B'Shem to Zoya. That the Meraglim were great people. They want to see him. But they had an issue. This is not my Torah. These are great people. We can't speak about it, but the Mesilas Yesharim says it. That in their mind, they realize that if they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their position as Nesilim. They knew that. And their desire in their heart was they wanted to be Nesilim. That's what was going on in their heart. Therefore, even though they saw Eretz Yisrael and the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, and they saw dead bodies, as they were going through Eretz Yisrael, they saw them burying their dead, as Rashi says. They said, oh, this is a land. But the climate is very dangerous. It's not healthy. People are dying. Rashi says Hashem did it for good. Hashem did it for their good. That they should be preoccupied. They shouldn't see them for despised. They should be busy burying their dead. But it wasn't that it was happening always, as the disciple points out. If that was the natural occurrence, so people get used to it and they notice everything. If they're not noticing the spies, it must be because it's not a natural occurrence for people to die. That's what they should have seen. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made a specialty for them that they should be noticed when they were spying. They made them preoccupied with their dead. What they see, oh, it must be something more with the climate. Why? Because when you have a negiah, when you have in your heart a ratzon, when they want to deep down the pieces of the heart, may they not even not know how deep it is, that negiah, that I want to remain the Nasi, and if I go into Etzel, I won't. I see it differently. Yeshua and Kalev also had that negiah. But the koyach of tefillah, what is tefillah, Rabbi Yisai? Avoidah shebelev, says the Gemara. It's an avoidah of the heart. You saw it of tefillah, Rabbi Yisai. What are we doing all day? Somebody asked me, what are we davening all day, the same day? Do you saw it, Rabbi Yisai, is to purify our hearts and to make it that our hearts are so pure and have one desire. We want, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the creator and you give everything. We're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. We also ask, but the asking is to make that the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malach HaOlam and he's in control and I'm his Eved. And everything that happens in this world is in his desire, is his ratzai. And I'm mevatel myself to him, I bow to him. That's what tefillah is all about. So that was the koyach of tefillah, that they bowed. Kalev went and bowed himself, prostrate and davened by the kivrei avos, that the avos who had perfected themselves as servants of Hashem and only doing the ratzai of Hashem, not to be perverted and not to be influenced by their own self-negiahs, they served Hashem perfectly. That koach ha-tefillah, the Kodesh Belay, helped to purify Kalev's heart and to get rid of that negiah and to cause him to be able to withstand the temptation of us. And the same thing with Yoshua, the koach ha-tefillah of Moshe, who was the Eved Hashem, that koach ha-tefillah, Kodesh Belay, help to keep his heart clear and to see a clear picture that this is a land, a beautiful land, a land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us to conquer and to get through it. That's the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that they saw it differently because in the deep places of the heart they wanted to see differently and they might not even know it was. Two big Yisoidas we come after. If that's the Yisod, one Yisod, Rabbi Yisai, is a scary Yisod. That we have to realize, Rabbi Yisai, in the course of our lives, we're going to have to make decisions. Whom to marry, where to live, what I should do with my life, how much time should I be learning, how many years I should stay in Eretz Yisrael, what should I do with my life? How am I going to make those decisions? What do you mean, Rabbi? I'll sit down. Could be, you know, after a nice chalent, I have plenty of time in the restroom to sit down. I won't take the paper in this time. And I'll just sit down and contemplate. Should I? Or should I? Should I? Or should I? Get out of there, Reddy! There's other people have to use! And in there, he's gonna come out. Rebbe, I'm enlightened. Someone turned on the light, it was dark in there before. But I'm enlightened. I came out with my decision on life! I realize what I have to do! I have to become a plumber. And oh boy, do I have to become a plumber after coming out of this room. But I've decided on life! Yes! I just read an article from Professor Silverstone in the paper. George Silverstone, the professor at the University of Pittsburgh. And he has written a very intellectual article, what he feels. There's a picture of him. He looks like Ben Gurion, with his hair going up, just to get, he looks like, you know, his hair, he looks like he hasn't taken a hair, he looks more like a woman than a man. But anyway, Professor Silverstone, with his eye-rimmed glasses, has wrote a very interesting article, and I think I'm going to make that my, who is this Professor Silverstone? Who is he? A mushkash of a mushkash! He's been married 11 times and cheated on each one of them. And he had wrote a very intellectual article in the New York Times editorial. And I think I'm going to make that my... Why is this guy thinking that? Why did he become so enlightened coming out of the bathroom, deciding what he should do with his life? Of course, this article by Professor Silverstone, Jonathan Silverstone. That's if you make a decision. That's not why you make a decision. But deep in the recesses of your heart, you had a taiva for this thing. And who says it's right? You never purified it. There's a speed of a gaiva, speed of a taiva. He wants to make money. And the mice in the service of Dover is going to lead him to destruction. But he's not asking anybody. He only comes over to Shiloh. He's only asked his rabbi to try to what he should do with his spoon. His three shekel spoon. Is it milchix or fleishix? It might have been a touch, it didn't touch. But when it comes to the song, what he should do with his life, how he's going to lead his family. All of a sudden, I don't ask rabbi those questions. I decide for my own. I make these decisions on my own. After the choice. And the decision on life, should he come back another year? Should he come back? How much time should he spend in learning about it? His whole life will be affected by it. And he doesn't realize that even if he wants to make a decision himself, how much there's so many things in his heart that he has negias that could be affecting his decision to miraglim, the greatest of people. They had a negia in their heart that affected the decision that caused destruction. How we, regular people, can't have the gears. We have things that are pushing us to make decisions that are totally wrong and it's going to mess up our lives. But we can't control it. We need guidance. We need help. We need to purify our hearts. We need tefillah to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help the Vitae, Libeinu, Le'avdach, HaBi'emes. And we need to ask from our Gedolim, from our Rebbeim, that people that don't have that Negiah, they can see clear the picture. You have sometimes a bug comes over, and I don't even understand the Havim, you know, why do you want what you have me to do such a thing? He doesn't realize he's so influenced by who knows what, by a commercial. He's so influenced by something that he saw when he was 10 years old, and in his mind, he's going to be a fireman. From his great-grandma Tilly, put him a fire truck. But Rebbe, I'm going to wear a hat when I get in, don't worry. A fire truck hat. With the suspenders. Climb up the pole. Not saying you should be a fireman, it's a beautiful parnasah. But what are you going to do with your lives? How many years are you spending in learning? How much you dedicate your life to Torah? What are you going to do with your life? It was a major decision. What's it based on? Your whole life ahead of you. You go on a shidduch date. What's it going to be based on? Well, Rebbe, you know, at least 18% is the looks. 98%! percent is how she dresses. But does she want a guy to sit and learn? Yeah, for sure. Mathematics. Does she want to learn a Jewish home? Yeah, she wants to have a mezuzah on the doorpost. At least one. When you come in. And she wants to have a Chanukah menorah. But an electric one that plays Ma'osur. Na 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 na. Don't worry, Rebbe, I'll get the right one. I'm gonna have different lights so everybody see my Chanukah Shmini Nisa. Is she gonna wear a shekel? Maybe. Your whole life, everybody said. The girl, the person that marries his whole life, it says. What are you going to base your decision on? The Taher Libeinu, Hashem, help me make the right decision. V'loy Sosuru. I shouldn't go after my heart. What's my heart? Everything that's in all the returns of my heart, everybody said. The person has to marry a girl that he feels is attracted to, but the person makes that whole decision. And I said one time, a guy came over to me, and he would say, I asked, how'd the date go? He was hemming and hawing, back and forth. He said, I'm not sure about that. She's fat, isn't she? He started beating around the bush, you know, back then. Heavy. You got it, Rebbe. Okay, let's work on it. The person has to put in heaven and so much Siyata Dishmaya to make the decision of herself. So many decisions in life. You need such Siyata Dishmaya. You need to have a clear mind and not a mind that's affected by Taiva and Gaiva and this and that. With the right reasons, to marry someone for the right reasons. And to decide what parnasa, whatever you do in life for the right reasons, what's best for Klal Yisrael, what's best for myself, what's best for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's best for me. To have the machine in my house or not to have the machine in my house. Is it good? Is it good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it good for your family? I always dreamed. Since I was a kid, I walked into Aunt Shoshana's house and Uncle Shmuel, that 27-inch in the bedroom, the 754-inch in the bedroom, behind the mirror. You press that button. I always dreamed, Rebbe. It looks so good. We'll hide it better. Don't worry. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Is it good that your kids see a television? But I always wanted it for myself. I was dreaming for the day. You know how many years I sat in yeshiva and had to look at a small screen? I'm waiting for the day of a big screen. Don't worry that when you visit the house, I won't put you in that room. You won't have the television room. We'll just have the computer room. Is it good to bring internet into my house? It's very educational for my kids to see National Geographic. What could be wrong with the baboons from Somalia? Oops! My kid pressed the wrong button. He got something in Prague. I'm not going to explain the joke. They were mammals also. Is it good? What's the decision coming from? a clear heart, a heart that understands Lohavdukhamehemes, where the coming from my Ritzonis, my desires that I wanted my whole life. How do we do it, Ravoisa? We need a Rebbe first. If Yeshua had, he went to his Rebbe. You gotta be in touch with your Rebbe, Ravoisa. You gotta have a Rebbe! You gotta listen to your Rebbe. Reb Scheiberg in the book, many people came to him and said, are you asking me or are you telling me? Rebbe, I have to do it. Are you asking me or are you telling me? To ask a Scheiberg. Yeah, I'm in touch with my Rebbe, of course. Happy Rosh Hashanah, Rebbe! See you, I'll speak to you next year this time. Enjoy the apple and the honey. He keeps in touch with his Rebbe. Every Rosh Hashanah he calls him to wish him a sweet new year. He even sends him an email with a postcard. A picture of a dove with a star, Jewish star. And have a beautiful year, Rebbe. I'm going to be in Hawaii for Rosh Hashanah. I'm gonna get some chizik, special coconut milk they're serving. There's no kiddush wine, we make kiddush on coconut milk here in Hawaii. Aloha! That's how they start the services. Leil Rosh Hashanah. Here we're gonna be, the voice said, 20 years ago. Those have a Rebbe that help guide them. Push away. Look at the gears of Boisa. The going silver goes is an unbelievable zakha, Boisa. When you go with the SK Eitzer from a Rebbe, where's the Eitzer, Boisa? Who has the Eitzer? Everybody's going to tell you, of course, the Rebbe has the Eitzer. The Rebbe has the Eitzer. The Vilna goes is an amazing thing. You know where the Eitzer is, Boisa? The Eitzer is by the person asking, not by the Rebbe. Not by the person you're asking for. The Atzas Hashem Yitirabos Machshavos Belev Yishas Begoyim Atzas Hashem Yitirabos. You, who's asking to have the problem is you can't come up with the real Eitzah, the real Emes Eitzah, because you have so many things, Megiyas, things pushing you this way and that way. You can't see the truth. The job of the Rebbe is to push away everything and let the Emes come forth from your heart. You know what the Emes is deep down, but you can't see it. You're blinded. Your eyes can't see because you only see what's in your heart. And your heart has that taiva. You want this, you want that. Push it away. Push away those mitzvahs. Get to the clarity. Understand what's the truth. Understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But today we learned, Rabbi, that tefillah is avodah shebelev. It's the thing that purifies our hearts, Rabbi. When a person davens behemes, he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his koach tefillah, Rabbi. When you connect really, your tefillah is to create that your only rotzen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the whole tefillah is all about. You're the Rofei Chayla. You're in charge, Hashem. You're the one. Moedim anach lefonecha. Moedim anach lelosh. Hashem alekev alekev aseinu. He says, Anisevash b'chayim imonu. Aniflo isecha v'akayim isecha. All the good, everything's from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I want from all this business, that your name should become great in this world. That's what I want, after everything. That's what I want, that your name should become great. And I want that everything that I have in this world, as we daven in Rosh Hashanah. We daven in Rosh Hashanah. That Hashem, you should strive as a chreiru l'chaim, melachavetz b'chaim. The mancha. What I want life for? What I want to live my life for? What's the whole koach of tefillah, Rosh Hashanah? What are we dying for? Chaim, Chaim, Chaim. Shem, give life. For what? The mancha. We should use our life in the right way. It should be a life that you're happy with, not just that I'm happy with. And that's what the tefillah is all about with us. To purify our hearts. To tahir v'deinu. To purify our hearts. To understand what our true rotzen should be. That we should use everything in this world to serve Hashem be'emes. Rabbi, we laugh together at the shmuz, Rabbi, but this is maybe one of the most important shmuz in Chavar and Tony that ever you heard. Because Rabbi, your entire life is telling you this. We have to realize that many decisions that we make are made bad decisions because we have a taiva. I have to go back now for the Benes Manim. I want to go here for the Ben Hazmanim. I want to do this for the Ben Hazmanim. I want to do that for the Ben Hazmanim. and sometimes the police say it's the worst decision in the world, and just because money, needs like money that's pushing him, he knows in the deep recesses of his heart there's somebody that works in the store next to it, and he knows his old ex, whatever it is, we want to talk about it now in front of everybody, and deep down he doesn't even think of that, you know, that's his decision based on. But, you know, he's thinking, oh, he's still very naive. Yeah, of course, it's a great place to work, you know, nice environment. It's a nice environment. But the deep recesses of his heart, the reason why he wants to do it is for a reason that's not good for him. But he can't control the time is pushing him. Hashem, let me see what the right, the embassy decision, we go out on a date. Hashem should give me the eyes and the heart to make the right decision. Because I want to be able to serve you and have a family and have a wife, and I'll be able to shtag and grow with you. She won't be, oh, you want to do that funny business over here? I don't want that Rebbe, that Rabbi Avram coming to my house. You can't have him over. He talks too much, he's too religious for us over here. We got to put away all our gadgets when he comes. And he wants to grow, he wants to move forward, and he made the decision. He went out on 6 dates. He made the decision. Something in his heart was pushing him out, which wasn't good. Keep in touch with your Rebbe. Well, God will help guide you. And God, in the depths of your heart, of himself, the Tahir Ibn of the Chabad.